Esta es la lección 10 de Pimsleur, Inglés Norteamericano 1.
Listen to this English conversation.
Escuche esta conversación en inglés.
Listen to this English conversation.
John, I'd like to have something to eat with you, okay?
Yes, but at what time? At 2 o'clock?
No, later. Much later.
Oh, I understand. At 8 o'clock or at 9 o'clock?
Yes, at 8 o'clock.
Okay, at 8 o'clock. Goodbye, Mary.
En un momento durante esta conversación, la señorita le dice,
Much later.
Lo que quiere decir, mucho más tarde.
Listen again.
Escuche otra vez.
Listen again.
John, I'd like to have something to eat with you, okay?
Yes, but at what time? At 2 o'clock?
No, later. Much later.
Oh, I understand. At 8 o'clock or at 9 o'clock?
Yes, at 8 o'clock.
Okay, at 8 o'clock. Goodbye, Mary.
¿Se acuerda de cómo se dice, me gustaría hacer algo?
I'd like to do something. I'd like to do something.
Pregunte, ¿qué le gustaría hacer?
What would you like to do? What would you like to do?
Conteste, me gustaría comer algo.
I'd like to have something to eat. I'd like to have something to eat.
Pregunte, ¿con quién?
With whom? With whom?
Conteste, me gustaría comer algo con usted.
I'd like to have something to eat with you. I'd like to have something to eat with you.
Él contesta, bueno. Escuche y repita.
All right. 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 All. All. All right. All right.
Esta respuesta no es tan informal como...
Okay.
Diga otra vez, bueno. Ponga atención a la pronunciación.
All right. Right. All. All right. All right.
Ahora pregunte, ¿qué quiere hacer usted?
What do you want to do? What do you want to do?
Diga, quiero comprar algo.
I want to buy something. To buy. To buy. I want to buy something.
Ahora, dígame que le gustaría comprar algo.
I'd like to buy something.
Me gustaría comprar dos cervezas.
I'd like to buy two beers. Two beers.
Diga, bueno.
All right. All right.
Pregunte, ¿a qué hora?
At what time?
Diga, a la una.
At 1 o'clock. One. One. O'clock. 1 o'clock. At 1 o'clock. At 1 o'clock.
Pregunte, a las 9, ¿de acuerdo?
At 9 o'clock, okay?
Conteste, no, a las 9 no.
No, not at 9 o'clock.
A las 8.
At 8 o'clock. 8. 8. At 8 o'clock. At 8 o'clock.
Diga, de acuerdo, a las 2.
Okay, at 2 o'clock. 2. 2. Okay, at 2 o'clock.
Diga, no, usted no entiende.
No, you don't understand.
Pregúntele si a ella le gustaría beber algo.
Would you like to have something to drink? Would you like to have something to drink?
Conteste, no, se lo agradezco, pero me gustaría comer algo.
No, thank you, but I'd like to have something to eat.
Diga, lo siento, no entiendo.
I'm sorry, I don't understand.
Pregunte, ¿qué le gustaría hacer?
What would you like to do?
¿Le gustaría beber algo?
Would you like to have something to drink?
¿O le gustaría comer algo?
Or would you like to have something to eat? Or would you like to have something to eat?
Diga, no sé.
I don't know. I don't know.
Diga, me gustaría comer algo.
I'd like to have something to eat.
Pregunte, ¿con quién?
With whom? With whom?
Pregunte, ¿conmigo?
With me? With me?
Diga, sí, en un restaurante.
Yes, at a restaurant.
Ahora diga, sí, en el restaurante Avenida Parque.
Yes, at the Park Avenue restaurant.
Diga, bueno.
All right. All right.
Pregunte, ¿sabe usted?
Do you know?
Pregunte, ¿sabe usted dónde queda el restaurante? Ponga atención al orden de las palabras.
Do you know where the restaurant is? Where the restaurant is. Do you know where the restaurant is?
Pregunte, ¿queda aquí?
Is it here?
Conteste, no, no queda aquí.
No, it's not here. It's not here.
Diga, queda allá.
It's over there. It's over there.
¿Cómo se pregunta a qué hora?
At what time? At what time?
Ahora, así se pregunta. ¿Qué hora es? Escuche y repita.
What time is it? Is it? Is it? What time is it? What time is it?
Pregúnteme qué hora es.
What time is it?
Así se dice, son las nueve. Escuche y repita.
It's 9 o'clock. It's 9 o'clock.
Pregúnteme otra vez, ¿qué hora es?
What time is it? What time is it?
Conteste, son las dos.
It's 2 o'clock. It's 2 o'clock.
Así se dice, son las cinco. Escuche y repita.
It's 5 o'clock. Five. Five. It's 5 o'clock.
Dígame, son las cinco.
It's 5 o'clock.
Pregúnteme otra vez, ¿qué hora es?
What time is it? What time is it?
Escuche y repita la respuesta. Son las tres.
It's 3 o'clock. Three. Three. It's 3 o'clock. It's 3 o'clock.
Dígame, son las tres.
It's 3 o'clock. Three.
Ahora dígame que son las cinco.
It's 5 o'clock.
Escuche y repita, son las cuatro.
It's 4 o'clock. Four. Four. It's 4 o'clock. It's 4 o'clock.
Dígame, son las cuatro.
It's 4 o'clock.
Dígame que son las cinco.
It's 5 o'clock.
Dígame que son las dos.
It's 2 o'clock. Two.
Dígame que son las cuatro.
It's 4 o'clock. Four.
Trate de preguntar si son las cuatro.
Is it 4 o'clock? Is it 4 o'clock?
Pregúnteme si son las dos.
Is it 2 o'clock?
Diga, no, son las tres.
No, it's 3 o'clock.
Dígame, son las 8.
It's 8 o'clock.
Diga las 4.
4 o'clock. 4 o'clock.
Pregunte qué hora es.
What time is it?
Diga las 5.
5 o'clock.
Las 9.
9 o'clock.
Las 3.
3 o'clock.
Las 5.
5 o'clock.
Las 4.
4 o'clock.
Pregúnteme qué hora es.
What time is it? What time is it, please?
Diga, no sé, pero me gustaría comer algo.
I don't know, but I'd like to have something to eat.
Diga, ahora no, más tarde.
Not now, later.
No, yo voy a comer ahora. Escuche y repita.
No, I'm going to eat now. Going. Going to. Going to eat. I'm going to eat. I'm going to eat now.
Dígame que usted va a comer ahora.
I'm going to eat now.
Diga, usted va.
You're going. Going.
Usted va a comer.
You're going to eat. Going. Going to eat. You're going to eat.
Trate de preguntar, ¿va a comer usted?
Are you going to eat? Are you? Are you going to eat?
Conteste, sí, yo voy a comer.
Yes, I'm going to eat.
Trate de decir, yo voy a almorzar.
I'm going to have lunch.
Ahora.
Now.
Diga, voy a almorzar ahora.
I'm going to have lunch now.
Diga, voy a comer.
I'm going to eat.
Diga, a las 5.
At 5 o'clock.
Diga, voy a comer a las 5.
I'm going to eat at 5 o'clock.
Ahora, pregúnteme si yo voy a comer a las 5.
Are you going to eat at 5 o'clock? Are you going to eat at 5 o'clock?
Conteste, no, a las 8, ¿de acuerdo?
No, at 8 o'clock, okay?
Trate de decir, pero yo voy a beber algo.
But I'm going to have something to drink. But I'm going to have something to drink.
Pregunte, ¿cuándo?
When? When?
Diga, ¿a las tres o a las cuatro?
At 3 o'clock or at 4 o'clock. At 3 o'clock or at 4 o'clock.
Diga, yo voy a beber algo a las 9.
I'm going to have something to drink at 9 o'clock. I'm going to have something to drink at 9 o'clock.
Pregunte, ¿qué hora es ahora?
What time is it now?
Dígale, es la una ahora.
It's 1 o'clock now. 1 o'clock.
Ahora diga, se lo agradezco. Voy a almorzar.
Thank you. I'm going to have lunch. Thank you. I'm going to have lunch.
Y me gustarían dos cervezas.
And I'd like 2 beers.
Ahora, la señorita va a platicar con usted. Contéstele.
Hello.
Hello.
How are you?
Fine, thanks. I'm fine, thank you.
Excuse me, would you like to have lunch with me?
Yes, thanks. Yes, I would.
Ella va a proponerle diversos horarios. Cada vez que ella sugiera una hora, usted no estará de acuerdo y le propondrá continuamente ir a comer a una hora más tarde.
At what time would you like to eat? At 8 o'clock?
No, at 9 o'clock.
No, not at 9 o'clock. At 2 o'clock, okay?
No, not at 2 o'clock. At 3 o'clock. No, not at 2 o'clock. At 3 o'clock.
Three o'clock? No, thanks. But at 4 o'clock, okay?
No, not at 4 o'clock. At 5 o'clock. No, not at 4 o'clock. At 5 o'clock.
No, not at 5 o'clock.
Pregúntele, ¿cuándo le gustaría almorzar?
When would you like to have lunch?
I don't know.
Pregúntele si ella quiere almorzar.
Do you want to have lunch?
Yes, but when?
Dígale que usted va a almorzar ahora.
I'm going to have lunch now.
Pregúntele si ella va a almorzar con usted.
Are you going to have lunch with me? Are you going to have lunch with me?
¿Cómo le dice ella, sí, voy a almorzar con usted?
Yes, I'm going to have lunch with you. Yes, I'm going to have lunch with you.
Pregúntele, pero ¿cuándo?
But when?
Later. Later.
En esta lección de inglés norteamericano 1 se incluyen ejercicios de lectura. Si va a hacer los ejercicios ahora, tome su cuaderno de lectura. Ábralo en la página que muestra las palabras para la lección 10. Vea la primera palabra. Léala en voz alta.
In. In.
Lea la palabra número 2.
When.
La palabra número 3.
Wine. Wine.
La 4.
Sign.
Ahora, intente la palabra número 5. Una S final sencilla suele pronunciarse
z. Is. Is.
Intente la 6.
It is his.
¿Escuchó el sonido al principio de
his?
Lea el número 6 otra vez.
It is his.
Ahora el número 7.
9 times.
El 8.
My wife.
Intente el número 9. Tenga cuidado con el sonido de la letra R.
Try it. Try it.
La 10.
Tin.
Ahora observe la palabra número 11. Tiene un nuevo sonido. Escuche y repita.
Ten. Ten.
Ahora intente la 12.
Set. Set.
La 13.
Net.
La 14.
Lift. Lift.
La 15.
Left.
La 16.
5 miles.
Ahora intente la palabra número 17.
Mister. Mister.
La palabra 18 es una abreviatura de la 17. Se pronuncia de la misma manera.
Mister. Mister.
Ahora, vea el número 19. Es otra abreviatura. Escuche y repita.
Mrs. Mrs.
Note que esos títulos empiezan con mayúscula cuando se usan con un nombre. Ahora, lea el número 20.
Mrs. Mike is fine.
Este es el final de la lección 10.